Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is JB from Pacific Beach.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jay, and I'm an alcoholic. And let's see, I have a sobriety date. It's June 9th of 2008. I've got a sponsor. His name's Al. And I got a home group. It's the Wednesday night big bonfire meeting in Crown Point. And those are a couple things that I've had the entire time that I've been back in this program. One of the things I love most about AA is that we give accolades. Congratulations to the guy for 2 years, you know. But the accolades are, it's like we celebrate us running out of a burning building that we set fire to. And in my case, I've set fire to this structure a couple different times. This isn't the first time I've actually had like over 7 years sober. But the reason I bring it up is for me it was a milestone this week. My first go around in this program, I managed to stay sober for 7 years, 2 months, and 3 days, and I relapsed on painkillers because I didn't think I had a problem with painkillers, right? Okay. Until I did, obviously. Last Wednesday was 7 years, 2 months, and 4 days for me, and I was like, yeah. So I like finally surpassed the mark that I had before, you know what I mean? My dad's proud because he'd give me, like, I took a dirty 8-year token, you know, I was still delusional. And so my dad's happy because, like, he's looking at, like, now he gets to give his son another token coming up when I get my next June, whenever my sobriety date is. Like I said, I'm not one that, actually, I like to say this, I'm kind of resentful that I'm even here tonight because it's so freaking hot and I'm dressed like this. Tonight I'm usually at a bonfire meeting, like, and weather like this, I'm half naked, man. It's the beach, for God's sakes. But I didn't realize it was going to be this hot tonight, and when Joe asked me, I'm like, okay, and now I'm like, Jesus, dude, it's freaking hot in here. I'm not one of these people that likes to talk a lot about the mess, the stuff that I did while I was out there. You know, and I always say this, in all honesty, 50% of what I thought happened most likely didn't happen, you know. And then the other 50% that I want you that I want to share with you didn't happen anyway, like I want you to believe it happened. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a pretty sight, and I want you to believe I was some sort of rock star and some sort of popular person. I wasn't. You know what I mean? The end of my drinking and using both times was me trapped in a freaking room by myself, getting loaded on various different things. You know, alcohol was just the start for me. I'm the kind of alcoholic that when you put alcohol in me, a light switch goes off, man, and I'm doing everything I can get my hands on. And like what it talks about in the book, it took me a while. I didn't realize this even on June 9th of 2008, but I am definitely an outright mental defective, and I am totally in full flight of reality. That's my biggest problem, even today, is I do not like reality. You know, it takes me a little bit of an effort to accept reality on a daily basis, and I continue to do that. You know, the other part in there is like, what's most important is when you read in the vision for you, those hideous four horsemen, you know, terror, bewilderment, frustration, and despair. You know, those were like, at the end, I can remember a solid 2.5 months where I didn't sleep much, right? And so it was like when the light started to come through that one spot in my window that wasn't duct tape shut. Like, that's when it would dawn on me. I'm like, oh, another day is upon me. And I would say today's the day. And within 20, 30 minutes, I'd be drinking again. You know, I'd run to the liquor store and get that Wild Turkey because that's what I like to drink. Anything 100 proof. that's my favorite. You know, here's one too. Like, okay, so they like, and this is what tells me I am a real alcoholic. So I guess Absolut just came out with a new vodka, and it's called Absolut Oak. So in my mind, I'm thinking, wow, they've got vodka that tastes like whiskey. And I'm like, where was that shit when I was drinking? You know what I mean? Where? You know, I'm calling my alcoholic cousin. I'm like, dude, can you go try that for me so you can tell me how good it is? You know what I mean? So that's the type of alcoholic I am. You know, and it's not pretty. You know what I mean? I suffer from like a twisted thinker, and I'm sure you guys can relate to that. You know what I mean? You've heard this before. I came here because of my drinking and other substances, but I'm here now because of my thinking. I realize, like, when I'm having normal, well, you could call it normal, I guess, to them, but conversations with so-called normal people, and in my head, I'm like, you know, in my mind, I'm shaking my head constantly going, you know, what, WTF, you know what I mean? I'm trying to clean up a little bit, you know? Like, does this person even know? You know, because I'm convinced if they knew, like, if you see what goes on inside of this brain, you would run from me like you're on fire. You know, sometimes I wish I could run from me like I'm on fire. Some of the crazy stuff. That's why I thank God I have a sponsor that I can call when I have crazy thoughts. I had some crazy thoughts the other day. My sponsor and I were on the phone for 45 minutes, man. And it's like, you know, he's laughing at everything I'm saying. I'm like, dude, quit laughing. I'm being serious here. You know, and so he's like, you know, do you feel like drinking? I'm like, no. He's like, well, then you're okay. I'm like, it doesn't feel that way. It does not feel that way to me. But what happened when I came back this last time, though, is I got together. I found a group of people that were extremely book-oriented. and got me involved in this process where today that's like, you know, I read the Big Book Alcoholics Anonymous still continuously, you know, because that's where my hope comes from, my hope to deal with other people. And it's in taking the suggestions that I read through the Big Book is where I found that that stuff actually works for me, you know, being of service, trying to give back to the stream of life. That's my main goal today. And, it was easy. Like in the beginning, you know, a lot of us come here with like issues of mine. The biggest issue that caused me to feel the most amount of pain, and some of you were late, it was a relationship. The dissolution of a relationship that I thought was just, I had to have this person, I had to be with this person. And I thank her today for the way in which it went about and the way we broke up, because if it wasn't for her, I don't think I would have spent as much. I mean, I was crushed. I was literally crushed. And the only thing I could do to stop thinking about this person was I just started reading my Big Book. And I'd get to the end. I read it in this methodical fashion. I start at the foreword of the first edition. I read through to the end of Dr. Bob's Nightmare. And when I'm done, I think to myself, shit, I missed something, man. You know, and I go back to the beginning and I start over. You know, I don't cherry pick through. I read it in the same fashion every single time. And what's happened is it's like I know no one snuck in the middle of the night and took out pages and stuck new stuff in there, because it's the same worn out Big Book that I've been using. But new stuff pops out. I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, why didn't I catch that the first time or the second time or the 50th time? You know, and so as I continue to read and new stuff pops up, I continue to try those suggestions, you know, call my sponsor. Me and my sponsor, he's not a relationship counselor, you know, he doesn't give me any relationship advice, actually. He's not a financial counselor, a job, a career counselor, he's none of those things. What happened is I found this man that now when I, as I continue to read that book, I have these questions that pop into my head because, you know, I'm inquisitive, and I will call him and say, what's this mean, you know, because I never want to feel like, oh, I got this. You know, as soon as I feel like, oh, my God, I got this, man, I know how screwed I am, because that's what happened the last time. I thought I had this. You couldn't, at 7 years sober the last time, you couldn't tell me anything because I knew it all. Oh, I've been here. No, no, no. You don't understand that kind of stuff. You know, and today that's not the case. Today I'm like, I am always willing to hear something somebody else has to say on it, because I don't know if that's that thing I'm going to need to hear that day to save my life. You know, that's the thing that matters the most. Now, so here's the thing. So the terror, bewilderment, frustration, and despair is gone, right? And I have this teenage daughter. She just turned 19. Our relationship is spectacular and wonderful, right? But it wasn't that way like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. Holy mother of God. You know, that was like frustration and bewilderment on levels that I had never experienced loaded. You know, trying to communicate with this teenager, and she's like talking back, and it's like, whoa, you know, I never talked to my parents that way. So at first I'm like offended. I'm like, whoa, how dare you talk to your dad like that? You know what I mean? And I call my sponsor. I'm like, oh my God, dude, she just said this. You know what I mean? And then he's like, you know, because I missed, like, my story began with I got sober the first time off a prison sentence. You know what I mean? I disappeared from her life for 3 years. I didn't see her for three solid years. You know, and then when I did get back from prison, her mom and her had moved to Fresno. So I got to see her like once a month, twice a month for the next 10 years. And they moved back down here to San Diego like 5 years ago. And it's been like, I've relished the struggle of having a relationship with her. And it's not a struggle anymore. You know what I mean? What this program gave me, that's the thing that I have most of my life today, is that I have this wonderful relationship with not just her, but her mother and I get along great. You know, her mother and I are actually friends. 2 minutes left. Thank you very much. Her mother and I are actually really good friends. She went out to dinner with me and my dad, and my cousins were down last night. And it's funny because we're sitting there, and I was talking, and she looked at me, and she goes, you realize you've said the F word 17 times? And I, like, looked at her, and I'm like, oh, wow. I said, I'm so glad I'm not together with you anymore. You know what I mean? And then I like threw her off, man. She laughed, and we just kind of laughed about it, and it was funny. And, you know, we just kind of went about our day, you know what I mean? Morgan complains about her mother to me, and I'm like, that's your mother. You need to love her and respect her, and, you know what I mean, and listen to her. And I don't even know where that came from. Sometimes when I speak to my kid, I swear to God, I don't even know who I am. You know what I mean? And that's probably a direct result of this program. You know, it's got to be. So I thank AA for giving me the life that I have today, and I look forward to the challenges and the rewards that the rest of this like life is going to give me. You know what I mean? As long as I'm sober and I get to be a present in it, it's going to be a wonderful thing. So thank you very much. I'm Jay. I'm an alcoholic.
All right. Thank you, Jay, for sharing. We will have a drawing at the end of the meeting, so if you don't have a ticket, please see the secretary at the